This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Home Charles, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 22, exclusively on Odyssey in the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us for this once-a-week spectacular, now known as the Men's Room Happy Hour. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody who stopped by Mike's Chili Parlor last Saturday in Ballard.
Hell yeah.
For a few hours of fun there. Had a great time. Mike and the staff there kicked ass as usual. Three people took care of everyone in that bar.
I know.
No one waited for a drink. Food was coming out fast.
It was fantastic.
Deck was awesome. You go out there and smoke a cigarette if you wanted to. People were just hanging out, watching some Seahawk football. The sausage was available. The salsa girls were there passing that out. And, of course, the Men's Room IPA on tap. And it was cold and delicious.
Yes, sir.
So that was a good time. So
did you get a brat?
I did not. I ran out of time. I got fucking...
It is amazing.
Dude, by...
you got destroyed, Vile.
About 7:15. It's about 7:15. And I'm like, oh. And keep in mind, I have been cleaning all day, doing errands all day, did not eat. My bad. But my plan was to not eat because I wanted to get a... Because I was going to make those ribs because I'm normally not at home.
Sure.
So I was going to do like a 9 o'clock in the morning, 6-hour baking thing and then eat like at 3. And I thought... If I eat fucking ribs at 3 o'clock in the morning and this thing starts at 5, I might fall asleep before I even get off the couch to be able to get there. So,
yeah, I can't make ribs to eat at 3 a.m.
No, 3 in the afternoon.
Oh,
but the event's at 5, and I thought, man, if I start them at 9, they finish at 3. I eat those bad boys,
right?
Then I'm going to fucking fall asleep, and I'm not going to make it to Mike's. So, at any rate, I get there and the shots are flowing, and I'm having a pretty good time for sure. But by 7, I'm like, I really do need to eat. And I look over at the grill, and it's packed full of shit. I'm like, And then I stood up, walked around a little bit. About 7:30 comes around. I'm like, I'm fucked up. I had, like, 2 glasses of water. I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
man. I'm getting pretty hammered. Like, I just want to sit down and watch the Seahawks game and find food. So I took an Uber home and got out of there a little bit early. But it was a good time. I did not get to the brat once again. That might be my standing gag now.
No kidding.
No, we got sausage.
You're cheating yourself, man.
I know.
I'm telling you.
I know.
It is fucking good.
Trust me, if I find them in the store, I will.
I don't
think
it should be a gag, though. I think you should legit try to eat something.
Well, yes. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck that. I'm good. But that was a good time.
I will say, I was talking to people kind of around the edges, right? I honestly screwed up the time. I had my buddy pick me up at 3. We're driving over to Ballard, and I go, hey, Sean, I kind of screwed this up. For some reason, I had it in my head we were starting at 4. So we went over to his place, literally had a beer, and then, like, I think I walked into Mike's at, like, 4:30?
Okay.
It was pretty early. But, yeah, I was kind of standing around the edges, talking to people on the table and stuff. So, Miles, I knew you were in there, but then somebody's like, where's Miles? I was like, where is he? And then somebody's like, look at the center of the bar. And I was like, oh, yep, there he is, holding court.
Yep.
Shots are flowing.
Well, hey, that's a bar that I frequent. So, you know, I know Mark and I know Bridge and I know Neil and all these people.
Sure.
Ian is in there. Ian, by the way, I don't know if you saw him or not, but he is a gray-haired gentleman. And I played in a golf tournament with him 1 year.
Yep.
And he pulled me aside and he said, hey, listen, I just want you to know, and this was a few years back, but he's like, hey, man, I just want you to know how much I appreciate what you guys do for the Fisher House.
Oh, yeah.
One of his very close family, I cannot remember if it was his brother or his brother's, his nephew, his son, somebody who's very close to his family, needed to spend a substantial amount of time there. And not only did they need to stay in one hospital, but the severity and the specialty involved in getting him taken care of was that he needed to move around to different VA hospitals. Kind of like if you got a kid that's got a problem in a children's hospital, maybe they don't have the surgeon you need for that particular thing, and they'll send you to Minneapolis or Philly or D.C. or one of those other places. So his family member was involved with that, and they ended up here at Madigan. And his family, and they don't live in this area, they were able to stay there. They stayed with him for a little while. They stayed there. Then more family came in. So he was kind of with extra family while the parents were there. And they were there for a pretty long time. So he was more than just absolutely just really appreciative of, you know, where the beer money goes, where the salsa. I don't even know if we had the salsa when we had this conversation, where the sausage goes. But, I mean, that was the first time I've talked to someone straight on that is, you know.
Directly affected.
I mean, other than when we go up there. Obviously, when we made our trips up there, everyone who's there and we talk to are, you know, going through that. But, you know, with somebody you know. And I did not, to be honest with you, I did not know that Ian even knew the beer. We've never had those conversations. I don't know what Ian does for a living. You know, we're fuck two guys sitting on the bar, right? So, but then we got to play in the golf tournament, and that's when he told me, was when we were on the golf tournament. We were playing that day, and I was like, damn, man, that's heavy stuff. So a good time all around. Speaking of the beer. Tonight, the first night of Metallica, the beer, what was the number, Steve, on the...
So, originally I heard 170 cases, and then just yesterday, Castle informed it's 175 cases of the 16 or 19, damn, I can't remember. Either way, bigger than the 12-ounce cans, it's going to be at the Metallica show, which is cool. And what's nice is, the guy that got it in there for us, he said, so in the beer world, right, you always want to get on taps, at bars, stadiums, arenas, you name it, right, anywhere that you can. But the taps, like, that is a hot commodity. So, you know, we're just negotiating with the stadiums and the ferries and all the rest of these people. It occurred to him, as he says, like, don't worry about the taps, man. We know taps, it's prime real estate. Do the cans. I said, well, why is that? He goes, look, once you pour a beer into a cup, nobody knows that you're drinking. They know you're drinking beer. But he's like, fuck them. You might be drinking, you know, goddamn Coors Light. He's like, I don't sell fucking Coors Light. I'm selling a Mendrum goddamn IPA. So with the cans... It's this bright-ass yellow can, and he's like, look, wherever you are in the stadium, if someone's drinking your beer and it's in a can, you'll know they're drinking your beer. Right. And I was like, actually, you know what, man, that's pretty brilliant. And he's like, I thought of it on the fly. So, yeah, we're doing the test run with Metallica this weekend, today and Sunday. 175 cases.
Drink them all.
Drink them all. Like, drink them dry.
If you were stepping back like an eye test and an eye doctor, you could put between... Just the general design of a lot of the IPAs and a lot of the more, you know, local beers and fucking energy drinks. The designs on the cans are not that much different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would be hard-pressed for a tall boy if you're looking across the room to go, all right, is that a full-throttle water or is that a fucking...
Right.
Yeah, is that a monster? Dude. What is that a, you know...
Liquid death?
Right, exactly. So, but with the bright yellow can, man, it's a bright yellow
liquid
can.
Liquid death. I mean, that is... They definitely market it. I mean, it looks like a beer.
It
and
does.
Credit for people. Like, if you're not drinking, it's good to have those, like, in bars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No way, no one gives you shit.
But unlike energy drinks.
DD or whatever.
A lot of the beers aren't like, rip your fucking face off IPA.
Right.
Oh, no disrespect to, there's a couple.
Stay up for 3 days? IPA.
There's a couple of beers in town that I used to drink pretty regularly. I've kind of backed off them a little bit because I've been drinking lighter beer. But my bartender the other day accidentally poured me a Lucille. Now, I used to drink that.
It's a great beer.
It's a great beer. I just forgot how heavy of a fucking IPA. I was supposed to get a Coors Light. I looked at it. I was like, that doesn't look right. I took a sip. I was like, Kristen, what the fuck is this? She's like, oh, that's right. You don't get Lucille. And I'm like, I tasted it again. I'm like, man, I maybe could drink one of those now.
You think it's heavier than Manny's? Because to me, Lucille lighter version of Manny's.
Oh, no. Lucille was the original IPA. So Manny's is a pale ale.
Okay.
So Lucille's one up. I mean, I love Manny's. Don't get me wrong. Manny's a great beer. And the Johnny Utah is not a bad beer either. I just can't take it. I could not take the Lucille. I can, and for whatever reason, a Bodie doesn't hit me the same way in a Georgetown way. I can drink Bodies a little bit easier.
I do like Bodies off a lot. In fact, the Water and Hole Thrill and I go to, they had the Men's Room IPA on draft.
Yeah.
So it's a Sunday afternoon. I have some friends in town. And she hands me two Bodies, and I go, I think I ordered the Men's Room. She goes, you said Bodie. And the guy next to me is like, you said Bodie. I was like, Jesus Christ, bad habit. Not bad, but just habitually. Yeah. I was just like, yeah. So I was like, I'll pay for them and
drink them.
Let's get two Metro IPAs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you drink the Bodie as well?
Actually, the guy next to me, he was like, I'll drink one. I was like, here you go. And then, my buddy was like, yeah, we just drank it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's funny, I'm with you, Miles. Like, Georgetown does a good job.
Yeah, awesome job. Between the two Metallica shows, college football kicking off this weekend, 3-day Labor Day weekend where the weather's not supposed to suck, it's going to be a good weekend.
The weather looks awesome.
It's beautiful out there, man. Today's going to hit 82. This is the cool day today. I think it's going to hit like 88 tomorrow, something like that.
Oh.
Dude, it's going to be great.
It's going to be a fucking
weekend.
I'm just going to walk outside and masturbate. When it's 88 degrees, yeah.
88's a little.
Is it a little heavy?
Yeah.
I was looking at it.
Well, it's almost a good thing that the concert isn't on Saturday then. Because Sunday's supposed to be back in the 70s.
Right.
The last thing you want to do is like a country music fest where you're fucking drinking all day before on a Sunday, and then you roll into a concert, man, just absolutely hammered.
Trust me, Mike and I were at Chesney.
Ooh.
It was
like a scorcher.
During Zach Brown. I mean, it was so hot. And then by the time Chesney got on, you had to like, we would like keep taking breaks to go out to the mezzanine, and it felt like you had air conditioning.
Well, and we were in direct sunlight too, because we were on the side.
Yeah,
of the
we
sun
were on the other side
out,
of the stadium.
So that certainly didn't help, but it was still just a hot day out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I was a little overzealous.
I was like 88. Goddamn,
it's gonna be 84 tomorrow, and then 82 on Sunday.
Yeah,
all right. Not
it's gonna be low 80s all weekend. But like my buddy's got a rooftop deck. So he hit me up last night. He's like, "We got a grill." I was like, "All right, Sunday we'll grill."
Yeah, you're grilling Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, right? Labor Day weekend.
Are there grills on top of the deck?
Ooh, that's not
no. Yeah, I mean, it's a house. So he had to buy it.
Gotcha.
And also, don't forget, like Miles already mentioned it, but like Labor Day weekend is week one for college football. So there's a bunch of games on tomorrow, Saturday. But then Sunday at 4:30, there's just one game. Was it LSU and SC?
Oh, they're playing a Sunday in an NCAA game.
Correct. And there'll be one more on Monday. But Sunday, that LSU-SC game should be pretty good. So good, in fact.
They staggered the whole weekend because it started last night on Thursday night.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then, right, Sunday's just one. But traditionally, that's where you'd always have, like, your Miami and Florida State.
Yeah. Well, like, isn't Georgia playing Clemson, maybe? There's a couple of... Yeah.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, there's a couple of really good matchups. I know West Virginia's not ranked. Penn State's probably not ranked, but...
Penn State's ranked.
Are they ranked?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, like,
this is one of the rare times where I'm like, go
Mountaineers.
Well,
they're going into Morgantown.
I hate Penn State.
Right. By the time we get off today, we're going to have Western Michigan and Wisconsin, and then TCU at Stanford. And then who are you looking for tomorrow?
I think West Virginia, Penn State's at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Maryland and UConn if you want to get up and watch FS1.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that's kind of ironic. The last time West Virginia played Penn State and won was 1988, I believe.
No kidding.
They might have. Well, Penn State's moved out of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And when you move out of the conference, you're not playing those local rivals anymore. We used to play Virginia Tech every year. It was a great game. We used to play Pitt every year. It was just fun.
We played Maryland almost every year.
Yeah, Maryland. We just had local rivals, whether it was Rutgers or wherever the fuck it was. Penn State was one of those teams. They move on to a bigger conference. You don't get to see them play as much. But back then, it was a different style of football. And that's why I think, not that West Virginia has a chance, but that West Virginia is maybe more not equally matched up. But I think they have a better opportunity. Like back in those days, in the late 80s and early 90s, when you had Joe Paterno, Every single member of that Penn State offensive line looked like they were corn-fed.
Yeah.
They got fucking 6'6" guys. They're all 300 pounds.
Yeah.
They pound the ball. They run it 35 times a game. The offense, they wear the defense down. The defense is good enough to keep you from scoring and win a game. Tom Osborne, same way. Nebraska hasn't been good in fucking forever. That's because they haven't redeveloped that thought process and put in the new game plan, which is college football today.
And the triple option was awesome.
Right. Nebraska. It was like, look, Oklahoma would beat them by speed, but they couldn't overpower them.
Right.
They were two totally different teams that were on the field, but they played competitively. So when West Virginia used to play Penn State, they were one of those teams. And now, you know, with the way that college football has evolved, they're a much different team than I remember. So I'm just thinking, if they're more playing, like, they're throwing the ball more, there's more chances for, you know, turnovers, there's more chances for maybe the home crowd to get involved. I don't know. I know for one thing, about Morgantown, West Virginia, regardless if the team wins or loses, the party is going to start. Pat McAfee's, he's doing his show right now for Morgantown, and then tomorrow morning Fox is going to be there. Saw that Machine Gun Kelly is going to perform. So they're already going to be fired to fuck up, and they will be drunk, and they will be loud, and will be rowdy. And one way or another, that town's going to blow up. And then typically what happens is you go to a bar at like 6 or 7 o'clock after the game, and everybody's just fucking depressed. They're all just sitting there, you know, the people who've lasted throughout the day. You know, normally we'd be...
There's a tear in my beard.
We got beat like 42-10 or some shit. Somebody's, you know, everybody's just kind of drinking the sorrows away. Kick off the NFL season, or the NCAA season.
Also, I was going to say, it's week one. So just to give you an example of weird stuff, Maryland scheduled a home-and-home with Texas.
All right.
So the first year, Texas comes. They don't even play at Maryland Stadium. They play at FedEx Field or wherever the Commanders play. Maryland wins that game, right? But Texas kind of had not a great year. So the next year, we got to go down to Austin and play them. Maryland beat them again.
Nice.
2 years in a row. Texas that year, by the way, only loses... They lost that game, dominate the regular season. I think they lost like the college football playoff. So like weird, Maryland sucked.
Right.
So like weird stuff can happen on this weekend in college football.
Right. Yeah, but Maryland has a tough schedule, man. They play in a really hard conference, and still they're fairly new to that conference. So
I'm
actually pretty excited for college football. I've already determined that I'm going to watch a little bit of football in the morning when I'm playing golf. Just get the phone out, fuck it, see how they're doing, you know? I mean, people listen to music all the time. What are you doing? I'm watching college football.
Especially in between shots. Like, you know, you're going from, you know, one ball to the next. You're walking out there, just watch a little football.
Yeah. All right, there you go. We're out of here, man. Enjoy the three-day weekend. Hopefully, you'll head to Metallica. KISW will be there. Men's Room IPA will be there in the bright yellow can.
Yeah.
So hopefully you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, man. So, in the meantime, fuck you, non-3-day weekends and don't have Metallica.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.